when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading, the hearing of that portion of his word in our heart tonight in Jesus Christ's name. You can please be seated. God bless you. And welcome once again to the service of God. Amen. I will continue with the message that we started last week. The God who is rich in mercy. Amen. Just as the prophet said in this sermon and from the scripture we have read, Brother said that we were once, just like we said last week, we were once like the people of the world. Amen. Because our nature, as our prophet said, in our nature is lost. As your interpretation might call it, especially for you. In our nature is that we want to fulfill the desire of our mind. We want to fulfill the desires of love. You know, we want to fulfill everything that earthly thing is telling us through this body that we carry, you know, to do. But we thank God who is rich in mercy. Amen. Because as we are here in the service today, it is the grace of God. Amen. It is just because God is rich in mercy. It's not that we are better than others that are elsewhere, just like we were saying the last Sabbath. It's not that we are better than others. But rather, if you look at our father Abraham, that's where you will know that election is so wonderful. You look at father Abraham, he was serving, you know, born up and raised in idol worshiper home. Just think of that. His forefather. And everyone of us, just like we're here, you trace your genealogy back. You look at it, maybe your father, your grandfather, your great grandfather was serving dumb idol. But it pleased God, with the prophet said, it was rich in mercy that it was in your own lineage that they cut off that thing. And said, okay, Christianity will start from this line. Not only that, was getting to another line, he put it over there and said, okay, you will stop, you know, every kind of religiosity and you will know the true line. Amen. Not that we were better. That's what the prophet says. Not any one of us that was seeking God, it was just God. For you to know, it was God going after us. That is why certain things in our life, many times, we will never come to understand it. We will only understand it when we get there. Certain things, I tell you, we will never understand it. But we thank God who is rich in mercy. Despite in everything that we go through in life, in our good times, in our bad times, in our good life, in our mistakes, in our wrong, he's rich in mercy. Amen. We thank God for that. You know, Abraham said that if we just look at the life of Abraham, to know that it was God, you know, it was God's love, God's election. God said, I chose him, like he called him out, you know, from his father's house, called him from his kindred, called him out from, you know, like I was telling the Sunday school class some few months ago. I said, just you take, for example, now, Nigeria. Nigeria is very wide, is that not so? In Nigeria, we have about 36 states. And let's try to break it down, look at the geopolitical zone. And we break it by geopolitical zone. Now break it down again, go by track. That was the way God was dealing with Abraham. He cut him off from his country, cut him from his zone, cut him from his tribe. Went down again to his father's house and said, Abraham, I chose you. And from him, God started a new race. Just look at it. Chose him and you know, started walking with Abraham. From him, you know, he started showing us his mercy. He started showing us his grace through the life of Father Abraham. Amen. We thank God for that. But that said it was God who was rich in mercy. Now from the message that God was rich in mercy. And paragraph 36. But said, now I want you to notice here the prophet, or the apostle rather, Paul, who made mention of this, how that you as a quickened, God bless you, as a quickened who were once dead, you as a quickened who was once dead in sin and trespasses,
walking after the things of the world. There's nobody that is free from that. Every one of us. Whether you say you are a clean person, you didn't do anything, but the Bible says you were born in sin, shaping iniquity. So you already spoiled that. Amen. There was none of us that was good. It was just the mercy of God. Amen. Say you that were dead are wicked. Who were once dead in sin and trespasses, walking after the things of the world, the desire of the flesh. Just like we were talking last week, the flesh and the mind talking to Eve, and the medium that Satan used was the serpent, and what he used was this Bible. Maybe he had to reason the Bible just like it does to each and every one of us. None of us are immune from that. But taking that, say, you see that God does not want you to be like him. Because God knows that the day that you taste from that fruit, you will be like him and you will know who that is. And you know that you will be reason. Is that so? Because that's why God does that. That's the same way, that's how he will get any one of us. May God help us. Like we had on Sunday, he said, the preacher was reading from that exposition that a man that is sold is sold to Christ, who is a believer. He said, you got no thoughts for me. Amen. That your thoughts, you are dead to your thoughts. You are dead to your thinking. Yeah.
May God help you.
No. You are dead to the thinking of this is how it's supposed to be. Yes, we know this is how it's supposed to be. And sometimes you want to do it that way, but you can't just help it. And people will misunderstand you sometimes. But how can you just justify yourself? You can't just. You just have to know where you are standing. Amen. May God help us. Because the Bible says, once you understand the election of God in your life, the Bible says, for every believer, while you were coming to this world, there was something that God did for you. It's deep in a seed, which is the message of your day. He says, sooner or later, you will come to it. Amen. That is why the Bible says we can appreciate the grace of God that it was just God's mercy. For us to be here at this time is the mercy of God. Not anything that we've done. Think of your brother like I said. Think of your sister. Why do you not believe in this message? Or think of other people. Okay, you are better off. Maybe your brother, even I mean, in our circle here, look at your life, look at certain people, and you look, okay, this person is not seeing this thing like you. It's something that God has done for you. It's not that you are better off. Amen. It's just like now, as the prophet said, on certain issues, sometimes on doctrines, there can be two views. If you are in the right and God is gracious to you, you have seen it. It's just because he was reaching mercy to you. And maybe the other fellow has not seen it. It's just also that God has not shown it to him. So the best that you can do is to be patient with the next fellow and pray for him. The same God that show you mercy, you will be praying that God will show the next fellow mercy. Amen. Now the prophet told us an experience in her. One time when he went to a place and he saw some old women. There are some police people, they were having a rough life. Just like you can think of, imagine any rough life that you can have. And some friends about that, I remember a scene we saw yesterday. Very rough life. Sometimes very rough city. And you see, why are you not like that? People, for no reason, they started fighting. People, for no reason, the church, the spirit church come upon them. We are not so immune from that. Many times it will come or not, but the reason why we are not in that is because we are in this. Many times I think maybe the loss of the flesh, the loss of the air will come, but you will resist it. It's not you. Amen. It is not you. It is God in you that did that. Because humanly speaking, you cannot fight this battle of life with your human strength. May God help us. It was God in you that did that. Amen.
And that's what, like I tell people, if you fall or you find yourself in any maybe mistake, maybe you took certain decisions and so on, that's cost you something. You don't stay there. Amen. As a child of God, you realize, yes, God, maybe I didn't do right here. You stand up and you continue. It is Satan that wants you to remain and kill you. That's his purpose.
But may God help us.
Now, the brother said, now watch chapter 7. The man said, now this is what Paul was trying to get to. He said, now what caused this change? You that were once dead in sin and trespass. Apostle Paul said, God has now what? Quickened you to life. You don't smoke again. You don't drink again. You don't womanize again. You don't do those things that you once used to do before. What happened? There was a change. Who is responsible for that? Was God. Amen. Now, Brother said, what caused this change? You see? And what caused it? From one time being dead to quickened. Quickened means made alive. There was a change from death unto life. Amen. Now, there is no other. There is no other thing that would happen to any person so great as to change him from death to life. And that's very true. A man, if he was dying physically, that would be a great thing. But there is nothing so great when he is spiritually dead. Do we understand the problem? Somebody that is physically dead now, let that job go down and pops here now. And God is gracious to us. We'll pray over that corpse and the corpse from our life. Is that not a great thing? It would be a great thing for the lover of whoever the corpse, you know, belongs to. It would be a great thing for them that they have their loved one back. But Baba said, now there's something greater than that. Somebody that was spiritually dead, which was me, which was you. Amen. Then God, who was rich in mercy, said at age 23, for some of us at 25, for some of us maybe at 35, for some of us maybe at 40, 50, you will take a U-turn. Amen. Who did that? Who was God? Think of it, like I used to say. When people come to the pool, where the pastor was not there, the pastor was not there. Pastor did not see you when you committed that sin. Your father did not see you. Your mother did not see you. But something was troubling your heart. I said, you are wrong. You are wrong. Your blood was going up. You didn't find rest until you knelt down and you repented and you asked God for mercy. Then someone came and just pulled that thing. What did that? You cannot explain it. Oh, sure. Professor, that's what you know. That it is something that no man can do for you. May God help us. It was God that was making mercy. Just as we had a song here, what the preacher was saying, and that is it. Some people are like that. Professor, pardon is not pardon until the person that wants the pardon accepts it. If you are praying, you are praying, God forgive me, God have mercy. I've been so bad, I've been so tall, my life has been so, whatever it might be. And I come to you, I want a permanent change. I used to be this, I used to be that, I used to be this, I used to be a drunkard, I used to be a smoker, I used to be a cheater, I used to be a liar. I said, God have mercy, I don't want to do those things again. And you repent, I will go and do what I'm about to do. Amen. It's not if someone is very sincere in that thing that they're doing. It's not spiritual than physical. May God help us. There is no virtue in that water that we used to baptize. I can see. The only thing we are just fulfilling an ordinance. What wash away our sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That same Christ that was talking in your heart. Look at it. When Peter was preaching, when we read that place. The scripture says, Peter preached. The people were praying in their hearts. And they asked Peter, what shall we do? Remember, said, the real meaning is, what shall we do to be saved? But Peter said, what? Repent. It's a good thing to come to church. But what will our coming to church do us? God forbid. At the end of the day, when we hear, thou servant that don't know you, depart from me. May that not be our portion. That's why for on Sunday, I love that sermon. We should have a personal relationship with God. May God help us. But I said, it is more great someone that was spiritually dead. Now that person is alive. It's something that you cannot explain. A girl that used to be so bad, you know, maybe a red light there. God now change her life and make her a good lady and a wife to a very good man. And she's mother of children. Who did that? It's God.
May God help us.
Now you once in time past there, you were there, even many years to now. One time you can look back and know that you were dead. But now, why aren't you dead tonight as you were then?
Some of us, when they talk of dream, nobody beats. When you talk of smoke, when you talk of life, nobody beats. But as the prophet said, think of it. Why are you not dead tonight?
It's the mercy of God. You deserve to be that way because you was a sinner. But God, who is rich in mercy, and that is the thing. God, who was rich, all these things that we were, but God, hallelujah. That, you see, that made a change right here. God, who is rich in mercy. Oh, I am so glad for that. That he being rich in mercy, if he was just rich in money, if he was just rich in material, which he is, amen. But yet, the greatest thing that he is rich in is what? Mercy.
I think that was the revelation that David found.
Amen.
That's why if you read through the psalm, you always see David acknowledging the mercy and grace of God.
Because why? He understands his littleness as a man. That for him to win in this battle of life, he always needs the mercy of God.
May God help us.
If you will ever make it in life, if I will ever make it in life, we need the mercy of God on a daily basis.
May God help us.
Now, brother said, and we, you know, we were speaking the other night on how the seed must die, and everything around the germ of life must not only die, but rot. Now, if that doesn't rot, it cannot live. And a rot is completely done away with. It is finished. And until we get to that place,
you see,
may God help us. Until we get to that place that our own ideas,
oh man,
and our own thinking is completely gone, and it is rotting away from us, then the gem of life can, you see, the gem of life can begin to live. Until we surrender our own thinking. It's not our own plots.
May God help us.
That's why, like I know, may God help us. Whatever you have, find grace not to pretend that you are not. You are not what you are. Whatever you have, find grace to say this is what I have. If I'm a sinner, let me say, Lord, I'm a sinner, help me. If I'm no sinner, okay, God, this is the level I have. Give me grace. Like I said, God has been so gracious to us in this tabernacle.
Except we don't want to be sincere with ourselves.
I think for me, I'm not coming to be proud. Certain things you hear sometimes, maybe it's not a passion the way you read it. But through the teaching that the Sunday school teacher I've been taking some examination of my own life. I said, God, help me. Let me see where I'm standing in this stage of my Christianity. Justification, sanctification. You look at certain areas of your life, if you want to be sincere, you have to call the Lord sometimes and say, you go, God, something is wrong somewhere. I don't want to deceive myself, no. I don't want to run this way, I preach on that thing, and be a pastor away. Far be for me, no. Help me. That's why we come to the house of God. We come to examine ourselves. And why are we having that? It's because God is rich in mercy. He doesn't want you to go to Satan's head. He tells you that, Joshua, that thing, this is for you now. I think this is part of the message for you. Sanctification. I never learned that time like that. There's so much. There was a time I was thinking, church here with me. I think, what is the meaning of lost? And I had to be sincere myself, God, help me. What is lost? And I didn't see that. On you, that you look at a woman, you examine her, and in your heart, you feel like you have already asked, you have committed adultery. Do you know the meaning of it? You have not think it deep. And that thing has had a thinking and everything. You mean somebody not physically do the act, but in his mind,
What is this loss?
I don't want to be guilty of loss.
And I could say, God help me. I don't want to be guilty of that. Because when I started yelling, my mind was going so far. And I said, well, I don't want for the mention of my mind. And that's why we come to church, brother and sister. And that thing, when one made me, I started listening to that message, very recognizing the pattern of the world. Lord, what is this sanctification? What is it truly? Yes, so somebody, I can think, and I don't want to think. I want to be sure that I have this Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that's how it should be for every one of us.
Be sure that we've got it.
I'm not resting on that. No resting on money. It's a personal, must be personal. Like I was telling the children that were there the last time, I said, you see this, if you look at life sometimes, if God is gracious to you, the same way as the pastor preached, the same way your father called, you will come down with it. Sometimes we look at those things, maybe it is more physical than spiritual, but I tell you, it is more spiritual than physical. But sometimes maybe because we don't get the real spiritual application of what we are doing. May God help us. That you see, a father will come, he must repent. If he doesn't repent for it, he's still no good. He must repent for it and come by the word of water baptism and start to judge with Christ. May God help us. From that justification, you know, is that going to sanctification? Then he begins to watch himself. Look at what the prophet said. He said, the man at the sanctification level, there are certain things he doesn't want to do. But the nature of sin is still here. Except you don't want to be sincere. Sometimes you see yourself, you are caught in what we call little lie.
We're about to say lie is a lie.
There's nothing like little lie. You see yourself, you are caught in certain things, you have to talk. Exactly. Say, no. Like say, this only good. It's not this thing I'm blaming. I need to change it
very well. May God help us. Maybe
I'm a sanctification shepherd. Yes, I don't want to do that. But somehow, what came up for me? Something just overtook me. I know I shouldn't do that. I know I shouldn't be here. Lord, help me.
The Bible said that the man cried, not sanctified me.
I could say, God, I think I need to examine myself. And I started thinking of that. I said, God, maybe
Satan is so sleep, you know.
The Bible said sometimes it makes you think that you've got it when you've not got it.
And sometimes you have got it, it makes you think you have lost it.
It is too sad. So you need to know, as the preaching that the ancient pastor said, it's a warfare.
So it is you individually, you are going to fight with and say, God, this one, it is fight to finish.
Because what Satan is trying to steal away from me, he's trying to steal away my joy. But no, I'm not giving it that chance.
I believe I am a son of God. I believe I'm a daughter of God. Whatever it is that destroys you back, stay there.
Lord, if it is a little lie, I don't want it. I don't used to be like this. I don't know what happened. I used to have, I started seeing myself having malice. I don't used to have malice. What is going on? God, sanctify me. You have to get to that point. Lord, I don't used to have lust in my life. When I see something in it, I look at the woman, I begin to think something wrong in my heart. Lord, sanctify me.
You know that you are the stage of sanctification. Don't deceive yourself.
If we want to be sincere by that message of the prophet, yeah, maybe go ahead, go and listen to that message. Yeah, we recognize that acting on the word.
Especially for those that are trusting God for a little while.
You want to be sure. Because sometimes, yes, we know that. People will have it, but Satan will tell you you don't have it. Or will tell you the Holy Ghost is not for you. Don't listen to him. It's a lie. If you believe what the prophet said, that while you were coming to this earth, God did something for you. Amen. If you believe that, then you know that God, the Holy Ghost, is for me. Maybe certain things you are struggling.
As the prophet said, that was what Apostle Paul was saying. You that were once a chief in malice. You that were once a chief in backbiting. You saw that there was a change. You were once a chief in drunkenness. You were once a chief in womanizing. But something happened. You were changed. That's what we are talking about. You are dead to that.
As that's what you say. Dead as made man.
You see the thing like this, you don't even want it.
Amen. They shake the whiskey. You say, no, you are not even interested. The naked woman shake. You are not interested. Nothing is. You are not interested. But if you see it, you are still interested.
You know you are not yet dead.
and say you don't want to be sincere.
May God help us.
Now, 41. We might, I might inject just a little bit of doctrine here
that I don't believe. Well, go to pray.
I don't believe it. Alright. That's just okay.
I believe it.
I believe that a man, when he's born in this world, that when you're a little baby born into the world, you could not have been here without being the foreknowledge of God.
Thanks be to God for that.
That is one thing we thank God for. Amen. Because he, that is God, is infinite and he knows all things. And when that little baby is born into the world, there is something in that baby. If he's going to have life,
now that's like the prophet talking about is spiritual.
If he's going to have eternal life,
permit me to use that word.
If there is a little something in there, in that child there, then it comes to him sooner or what?
Later.
May God help us. That little seed is in him. Now, if you will take that, the scripture plainly declares that. Now, if you've got eternal life to that, if we have eternal life, then we always wear. Because there was only, or there is only one form of eternal life. And we always wear. Amen. And the reason we wear was because why? We were part of God. And God is the only thing that is eternal. Hallelujah. Now, like as Melchizedek said, received time from Abraham, and it was loaded to his great grandson, true lover, see, who was yet in the loins of Abraham.
The scripture said what?
He paid tithes. Amen. For he was yet in the loins of what?
Abraham.
But look at Levi. Where? How? They said, why he was in his father? You already paid. May God help us. Now, Abraham, when he met Melchizedek, I want to speak.
Okay. Let me just jump that down.
See, now notice that way back, God knew this boy coming down, and he knew all things. 44. Now, we are a part of God. You always was. You don't remember it because you were only an attribute in God. You were only in his thinking. Your very name, if it ever was on the book of life, it was put here before the foundation of the world. You believe that? He knew what you were.
Even tonight, he knew what you are tonight.
Except if I just want to deceive myself. That's why I put in myself the picture. Don't be the taste of it. Except if I want to deceive myself. He know what I am. He know what you are. But God's looking for that man that says, this is what I am, and I want to be better. He's not looking for that one that says, I am good. I don't need you. Now, I'm only saying this not to mix up doctrine, but to straighten it out that we might get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You are not going to be, but now you are the son of God. You always were the sons of God. See? For when God had you in his thinking at the beginning, you have to be some part of you, your life that is in you now, had to be with God before the year. You believe that? Well, when he, before he even become material year, that is God, year on earth, before he could say, let there be light.
May God help us.
When he was seeing the spirit form, before he became material, you get what the prophet said? You were in his thinking. You were in his thought. And he knew tonight you'll be in this service. He knew you'll be hearing this message. And he knew you'll be dropping whatever is dropping in your heart right now.
May God help us.
Before there was anything, God, you were one of his attributes. He know what your name will be. He know what color of hair you will have. And he know all about you. The only thing happened is you. When you've been a sinner, many of you just bear with me.
Find a place to stop.
Many of you can fellowship with me on this talk. When you was a little boy or a little girl, you will walk around and there will be certain things that you will just wear it will bother the other kids. It seemed like there was something in you that cried out. You see that? That's where the difference is. All the other kids, they will go and steal. But you say, no, it's not good to steal.
They call you pastor. But you know you were no good.
You know that you are not the pastor. But at that point, they were already, you know, separating you.
It seemed like there was something in you that brought up. There was God somewhere. Yet you were a sinner. You see that? You remember that? Certainly. Now, what was that? That was that little form of life in you then. And then, after a while, you heard the gospel. Maybe tonight, you are caught up in sin. And you are hearing this gospel. You have friends that are also luring you in sin. Maybe your people you are here. You are, but why all of you go in your group? You go in your group.
I meet young people every day in my life. Sometimes, this time,
you get some time, you feel like,
sometimes you want to go to wait for the day, you know your way. When you are not to the back. I thought there was one experience that was a big church.
And the man said, you know, just come on.
I do it. I cannot. No better. I cannot stay here. He said, I wanted to save my life.
You know, there's something that just differentiates you from the rest of the kids. What is that something? It was God. Amen. And there are people like that on
earth. There are people in that category.
But some of us, maybe God has been gracious to us, God has taken us a little higher. That's why if you see somebody in that state,
and the prophet said,
don't show the person the money. See how you can help the person. Your brother is in the wrong. You now finish him the more. That's not the nature. And many times that's what Satan wants to make us do.
I think I just want to get here. Find my good place now to stop.
That's what Satan wants to make us to suffer. You that wants God gave you grace. You don't babble. You don't keep manners. You don't gossip. When you just see somehow, Satan is trying to bring us in. You don't think evil. Satan is wicked. You bring us evil talk.
I say, I want to deceive myself.
If I think every one of us on a daily basis, it will tell your brother just let us in love. It's a lie. Kill him here.
Like I was telling my wife, I said, Satan, if every weekend now,
it's something that it plays with our subconscious. And that's why, as we have a Sunday, when it's dropping that word, don't allow it to drop. It will use somebody's mouth and say, but you said you are bad. Return it, I'm not bad. It tells you you're a failure. Return it, I'm not a failure. He come and tell you, you don't therefore you're a sinner. I said, Satan, I'm not a sinner. I'm a son of God. You know, I said, you don't know where you're standing. And if you have sinned, you know the way out. Go back.
Brother said, the way back
is the way of repentance. Find repentance with God. Go back. If you need to confess to certain people, find those people, confess to them. He said, I talk like this against you. I didn't mean to do it, but they said to the enemy, get out of me. I don't know why. May God help us. We that were once dead. The Bible said, what happened? That's where you know. The Bible said, it was a change. You knew that before, somebody they cannot cheat you. But now, you find yourself, you are so easy going. But somehow again, Satan is trying to bring that anointing. We turn it back. It is the enemy there. Shall we bow our head? Let's think on this thing. You that were once dead in sin and trespass. Apostle Paul said, God has now quickened you to life. And what is that life that we're talking about? Zoe, eternal life. God's own life. Not daddy's life. Not mommy's life. As the prophet said, the Bible said, I know by genealogy, I'm the son of Chas and Ella, brother. And by nature of that, he should be a sinner. He should be a drunkard like his father. But the Bible says, I wanted to do all of those things. I think if we can even look at the life of the prophet, also I think they are using that as an example. But the Bible says, I tried to do some of those things. If you go read the prophet's life story, the Bible says, bread. God, who was rich in mercy, he wanted to smoke, he wanted to drink like the rest of the world. He said, but God will not just allow him. God will not just permit it. Just like any one of us. We wanted to be backwards. We wanted to be backwards. We wanted to be whatever. But it was the mercy of God. He said, no, Joseph, you will not be on that road. That way is the way of death. I want you to choose life. And my own life. I am giving it to you freely without money, without price. That's the same way, brother, sister, to pronounce. The Bible says, God is rich in so many things. He's rich in money. He's rich in wealth.
He's rich in houses, he's rich in land. Whatever be your need, you can touch him through faith tonight. The revelation of God, how God will bring it to you.
But the greatest of it is that he's rich in mercy.
Rather find mercy with God than to be finding mercy with man or failure. Because man will exhaust his own mercy, but God can never exhaust his mercy. And by the revelation of the word of God that we have, brother and sister, we know that the author is a cry for mercy. It's not yet our judgment. Therefore, brother and sister, tonight, the mercy of God again has been extended to you. Sister, the mercy of God has been extended to you. You can examine yourself. I can examine myself and say, Lord, in this Christian journey, where exactly am I? Am I just a church member? Am I a bench woman? Am I a spectator? What am I? Is the enemy deceiving me? Am I truly a son? Am I truly a daughter? I want to examine my life. Am I representing you? Yes, humanly speaking, I know I've got my failures, which we are not immune of. But Bram said, you look at the life of Abraham. Abraham also got his up and down. Many times Abraham would have been frustrated. Maybe people would want him to do certain things and because of certain maybe limitations, Abraham would not be able to fulfill the desire of man. And people would misunderstand him. And Abraham is trying to just make people understand. But you can't just help it. Don't kill yourself. And because of that, Satan began to poison your mind, began to tell you certain things. Tell him you are a son of God. Don't listen to his lie. Don't listen to his preaching. Remember, he's a very good preacher. And his target is to fill your heart, to fill your mind with unbelief. So that you can fall from the position where God has placed you. But tonight, this is the mercy of God again to you. He's telling you, you are my son, you are my daughter. My hand of mercy is extended to you from wherever you might have been falling. You can cry out of there and say, God, be merciful to you. I love David, but every time you look at David, just pleading the mercy of God. Even though my enemies, say, God, I plead your mercy. Let me not fall into the hand of man, because man, David, they are fighting. But you know that it is not flesh and blood you are worrying, brother. You know it's not flesh and blood you are worrying, sister. You know it is the enemy you are worrying. It can use anybody. You have to find ways to say, God, help me. Yes, I know I have my own failure. Lord, I bring them before you and just mortar. I'm not proud that I'm caught up in such a way. I know I should do better. But I just see that I cannot do better. As Apostle Paul would say, the good I want to do many times, I just want myself. I'm not just, I'm struggling. I need your mercy, God. God can show you his mercy, brother. I need your grace, God. God can give you his grace. Until you get to that point, that it is eternal rest. It is eternal peace. Someone offend you and you are just free. There's nothing crossing your path. You are forgiven there. But you still find yourself struggling to forgive. It is the enemy, brother. You find yourself having fellowship with bad thoughts. You need to warn that thing. It is the enemy. He wants to get you out of your position. He wants to take you out from your estate. But if I cry tonight, I say, God, help me. God is also rich in good health if you are here tonight. And your only desire is health. He's rich in health. He's the one that healed all diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. Just like the way we were saved. But Bible said, you didn't just get saved the day that you surrendered your life to Christ. He said, you were, it was a finished work. You only come into the realization of, you know, of your salvation that day. That's the same thing with your healing. You were healed long ago.
That's why, as the preacher was saying on Sunday, you can choose that you don't want to die. You can choose you want to be healed. I said, go and reject this sickness. This sickness is not for me. This condition in my life, I reject it. I reject death. It's not for me. And the preacher said, death, Satan can write to your name and say, Joseph, 10 million death. He said, no, it's not for me. I refuse it. And I've never been in that state, Lord. I don't know what's going on in my life. He said, You a sinner. He's invited so many things. Yes, it's my name that is here. But I refuse this one. It's not me. It's not me. I'm not that. You can cry to us and go help me. Whatever proposition that the enemy is trying to give to you, you can either accept it or reject it. The mercy of God again tonight, the mind of God. I choose life. I choose eternal life. I choose the Holy Ghost. This suggestion of the enemy that the Holy Ghost is not for me, I refuse it. I accept faith that the Holy Ghost is for me. Lord, why can I not be like those that come to the Lord's table? Challenge yourself, brother. Challenge yourself, sister. Do you see certain area of your life that this is the reason why? Cry to God and say, God, give me grace to overcome. I don't want to be year in, year out, just a church member. And I don't want to be satisfied with that. I don't want to be year in, yes, I'm at my own certain position. I can be a preacher. Like I said, I use myself. But I look at myself, examine myself. Lord, I don't want to just, you know, be a good person to the public. And I know in myself, I'm no good. And your mercy is calling this area in my life. I want to straighten it. I know that little lies there. Have mercy upon me. Deliver me from the power of lie. Deliver me from gossip. Deliver me from lie. Deliver me from every entanglement of the flesh. Deliver me from every suggestion of the devil that are just illusions. They are not real. I confess my wrong to you, Lord. I come to you tonight that you will fill me with your spirit.
I want to live above every human standard.
I want to live above every human unbelief. Help me, O God. Of my own, I can't do it. But by your grace, I can do it, Lord. And that's why I'm here tonight. Help me, Father. And you, yeah, maybe you are not even taking the step of justification. I want you to go back and find grace. Go and listen to the Sunday school lesson, especially the one that the brother Bumi has been taking. The future room of the Heavenly Bible and the Alibi, and it's taking reference more on the area recognizing and acting on the word. If you want to be sincere, go back and just listen to those. I said, God, help me in this, my Christian journey. Knowing that it's an individual affair, I want to be right with you. I want to really know where I'm standing as husband, as wife. I know it's not a joint affair. Help me, O God. As children, help me, O God. As church member, help me. As preacher, help me. As officer, help me, O God. I don't just want to be satisfied with whatever position I hold, but I want to be true son. I want to be true daughter. That's why I come to your house. Help me, Master. You say, find yourself struggling with things of the world. You see, find yourself struggling with drinking. You see, find yourself struggling with smoking. You need to cry out to God.
The Bible says, and God, maybe, boy, mama asks you, have you started to smoke?
And you say, no.
Remember from the message from that time, the Bible says, you have told a lie.
Maybe, boy, you started stealing, and your heart has been telling you, you should not steal. But when you stole for the first time, and they ask, who stole that thing? You say, it's not me. Satan got you into his way. Maybe you did certain things as husband and wife, partner, and your partner say, hey, husband. Or maybe your partner, wife, you say, hey, wife, this thing is not right. And you just know, you gave a very wrong answer. And you know that answer was wrong. And from that time, your heart has been telling you, you know you are born. You should confess your faults. And you are struggling.
Say, no, I will not confess it. I will not. If I confess it now, my wife will be seeing me like this. If I confess it now, you better free yourself. You better free yourself. That's why we come to the hands of God.
To be strengthened every week. Business people, you know you are a businessman. And you have did it. You business person with another business person. And you know you didn't do the business right. And your heart is telling you that thing is not right. You better straighten it out. Your heart is condemning you. And every one of us want to feel fine.
No.
It is high time we straighten the thing and we continue with God if we want a blessing. Let's not deceive one another. We know we are wrong. Listen, God, I am wrong. Give me grace. I want to straighten this thing.
You know you didn't do the business well. You know you didn't do well with the brother. You know you didn't transact well with the sister.
And your mind are telling you that it's wrong.
Find grace.
I know it's not easy, humanly speaking, to go and ask somebody for mercy.
But I know I offended you. I'm very sorry.
Find grace. Let us humble ourselves. Everyone. If your heart is telling me that you are wrong, find grace.
I said, brother, I'm very sorry. My mind has just been going like this, and I just want to straighten this thing out.
I know the way we transact that business. I know I said like this, I said like this.
But somehow, I can't just fulfill what I said. I'm very sorry.
This preaching that I preached, but I'm also applying it to myself.
So don't let any misunderstanding that I preached to you.
It's standing before every one of us. This same thing that I preached, I'll be judged by the same thing. So to every one of us, let's examine ourselves. We want the blessing. We've got to clean out the slates. We've got to straighten our lives. If the prophet of the age would straighten himself, I tell people, I said, you think it was easy for the prophet to go and call the lawyer and say, to see the lawyer and the other and say, that thing that I said, it was not right. It was a lie. I told a lie. I shouldn't have lied.
If a whole prophet of the age would do that, then who am I?
If I told a lie to my brother, I should humble myself, I should find ways and say, God help me.
Brother, I told a lie, forgive me.
Brother, that little thing that we did know, I wasn't just right with you. Please forgive me. Can you just have mercy and drop here with me? And can you be praying for me?
Maybe with the pastor, you know you have not just arrived with the pastor or to any one of the ministers.
He said, I'm very sorry, sir.
Maybe to your partner. I'm very sorry.
Brother to brother. Say, sister to sister.
So can let's just examine ourselves.
We want the blessing.
We want God to settle certain things in our life
before the blessing can come.
May God hear our prayers in Jesus' name. You want to be remembered tonight while all hands are bowed and all hands are closed.
Particularly for mercy.
The Bible says God is rich in many things,
but particularly to now. Through the Lord,
we ask Pastor to pray for us.
And we have examined ourselves in the light of God's word.
And we see that certain areas our life are truly not measuring up.
And we want to approach God sincerely. This is a prayer. We want to approach God sincerely, true mercy.
I say, God, have mercy upon me.
This area of my life. I know I'm not very right.
And I need your mercy. God, help us to pray for you.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for sparing our lives since we met you last. You have been keeping us as individuals, you have been fighting our battles as usual. It is our peace, protecting us from all dangers, from all evils. Today, again, you may be putting our grace and brothers here. Lord, thank you for your word of exhortation that has gone forth. Lord, the prophet said, each time we come to your house, we come to check up with our soul salvation. The word that I preached, his doctrines, his abuse, talk to me. Corrections, the instructions of the righteousness. But there is no time that your word is preached. A man will not see where he or she stands. Heavenly Father, we look unto you and ask our prayer. Whatsoever our desires might be, may you meet us at the point of our needs. You are the desires of our hearts unto us, O God. Lord, we find pardon in your sight. That is why, because you don't want us to perish, that is why you call and correct us with your word. We pray, Master, Savior, Divine, whatsoever area, Lord, whichever way, whether we are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the living or healing and sick bodies, whatever our needs may be at this hour, no person of force by Lord. Meet us at the point of our needs. Grant unto us the needs in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. So that at the end of the service, we'll be going back home, O God, joyful, light-footed, testifying that truly we have been in the presence of the Almighty God, and He has further His work of redemption in our lives. Thank you for the hands that are up. Thank you for the desires. Thank you for the requests. May you grant unto every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. As the service continues, O God, so we're going to go into prayers. May you inspire us, may you amend us, may you grant us action. May we pray as we come and sing, Lord, this is our prayers, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Forgive me these petitions. As we have heard, O God, and even when the word of God said, if we do this, we are forgiven. Lord, give us grace, O God, to forgive ourselves. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we ask his petitions with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you very much tonight for the privilege to be in your house for this evening service. We thank you very much for joining us for the support to be here. We thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the courses that your children sang for praise of them. We thank you, dear Lord, for the reading of the scriptures and the preaching of your word and the blessings that we have received from the city. In your name, we glory your Father. We pray you help us on our part, never to be forgetful prayer. Give us understanding, give us revelation. Lord, give unto us grace, O God, to know your understanding with you as individuals. God, that the purpose of coming to your house is to take up of our soul salvation. Grant this in your Father. We thank you for the prayer request, the ones written by your children that were read. Lord, we thank you for those that we have on the slide that we normally commit unto you, and perhaps all that we have as individuals that we have equally committed to your hand. We are grateful to you for all your blessings on daily basis, your protection, your healings, your deliverances, your provision, your mercies, even support your name. Lord Jesus, we have placed our request before you, as you told us today that we should cast our prayers upon you, because you care for us. The things we cannot do for ourselves as mortals, they are the ones we have brought to you. Because we are the only ones that have the power and resources to meet with all those needs. May you grant us faith to believe that we have, as we have placed them before you, we know that they are receiving attention. And Lord, the manifestation of each of them will come on my time. Help our home to take away doubt, O Father. May we keep on believing and confessing positive that those blessings are ours already. Grant it, dear Father. Once again, we remember your daughter, Lord, that Johnson, we pray that you will touch her body and divinely intervene the miraculously. The healing will be faster than expected to the glory of your name. Restore her perfectly to the glory of your name. grant it therefore. Everything that we have placed before you tonight, give us assurance that they have all been granted, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Your servant you have used for this service, we ask that your blessings will be his portion, lead to the honor of his ministry, and that of the rest of your servants, Lord. Lord, the ministers meeting, Lord, that we appreciate the joining message for those who have gone today and have arrived safely. We pray that as many of us as are going tomorrow, grant us joining message, Father. And Lord, may the deliberations be wonderful. May they be of great blessing unto us, your children. And Lord, by extension to the bride of Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, the rest of your children who have made one journey or the other, may you watch over them, Father, their journeys, see them to plan the very purpose of each of their trip to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Lord, for saving the you granted to one of Lord brother's wife. We are grateful unto you. May your name be glorified. Thank you, King of glory. Very soon when we dismiss, we go back to our homes. As you brought us safely, may you take us back home safely. Whichever means we will take to reach our house, may the angel of the Lord guide you, Father. Give us a wonderful night rest, while we commit the rest of the week into your hand, that your grace will abide with us. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name, for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
I pray for the Lord for the privilege of being in church for the midweek prayer meeting. On Sunday afternoon, mentioned that the son, Raja's wife, gave birth to a baby boy. So, yes, I joined the rank of the grandfathers. So, he said that you have a priest and there's also the responsibilities. So, we thank the Lord for the blessing. May the Lord be with our sister and perfect her also. The ministers have had the prayer request this week. Today is my arrival date. And tomorrow morning, the meeting will take off. It's the morning, the Thursday and Friday. And some of us will to join the learning tomorrow morning. Let's keep us in the prayers for good ministers and fruitful deliberations. We want to welcome Mama, Sister Genawa. This is outside also. Yeah, she's with us this evening. We also have Brother Samson Jia. That's the junior brother of Brother Jia. Brother Samson Jia, can you stand up? God bless you. We also have Brother John Priest. With us, Abolani. That's Grandma's son. I saw him here. And yes, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, we are next physical gathering will be a Sunday. We trust the Lord to keep us at the very center of His will. And meet with every need. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? 206. Oh,
Lord.